We cry out against welfare handouts to the poor, but generously approve an oil depletion allowance to make the rich richer. 6 Mississippi plantations receive more than $1 million a year not to plant cotton, but no provision is made to feed the tenant farmer who is put out of work by the government subsidy. The crowning achievement in hypocrisy must go to those staunch Republicans and Democrats of the Midwest and West who were given land by our government when they came here as immigrants from Europe. They were given education through the land-grant colleges. They were provided with agricultural agents to keep them abreast of farming trends. They were granted low-interest loans to aid in the mechanization of their farms. And now that they have succeeded in becoming successful, they are paid not to farm. And these are the same people who now say to black people whose ancestors were brought to this country in chains and who were emancipated in 1863 without being given land to cultivate or bread to eat, that they must pull themselves up by their own bootstraps. What they truly advocate is socialism for the rich and capitalism for the poor. I wish that I could say that this is just a passing phase in the cycle of our nation's life. Certainly times of war, times of reaction throughout the society. But I suspect that we are now experiencing the coming to the surface of a triple-pronged sickness that has been lurking within our body politic from its very beginning. That is the sickness of racism, excessive materialism, and militarism. Not only is this our nation's dilemma, it is the plague of Western civilization. As early as 1906, W.E.B. Du Bois prophesied that the problem of the 20th century will be the problem of the color line. Now, as we stand two-thirds into this crucial period of history, we know full well that racism is still that hound of hell which dogs the tracks of our civilization. Ever since the birth of our nation, white America has had a schizophrenic personality on the question of race. She has been torn between selves, a self in which she proudly professed the great principles of democracy, and a self in which she madly practiced the antithesis of democracy.
This is KAYT, Gina Alexandria, 88.1, transmitting from 1,000 feet above Dry Prong, Louisiana, to all of Senla.
Hello, Radio Land, and it's always good you're listening to CJ and KAYT KQJL. Got a friend, well, he's family to the station, and we... so glad to have him on the line with us right now. I got James Bonner on the line with me. Good evening, brother. How we doing today?
Oh, man. On top and rising.
That's what I'm talking about. Brother, I tell you what, man. You got a lot of things going. You got a lot of things in the hat. Won't you kind of give the viewers who are listening a little bit about you, what you got going, and just tell the folks a little bit about yourself.
Well, my name is James Bonner. Like I said, I just recently retired from the school system over in Burkeville ISD as a band director. And me, and so once I retired, I always had this vision of doing something for the community, like, you know, blessing people with what they accomplish in the field of gospel music. So the idea of Gospel Music Academy came to me around about 2018. And like I said, I tell this story. What happened was I was at the house, TJ.
Uh-huh.
TJ. And what happened was I wanted to get me some gold records. And, you know, anybody gave me no wood. You know what I'm saying? I went on the internet and bought me some, man, and put them on the wall. You know, and I'm sitting there looking at them. Hey, look good, too. They look very good. And I said, and so the Lord began to talk to me. He said, James, they look good. I said, yeah, Lord, they look real good. He said, if they mean that much to you, they look good to you, think how much they mean to other people who had that same idea of what you do.
That's
in
right.
Gospel music.
That's right.
And so all of a sudden, my mind began to, you know, expand on what God was saying, and what he was really saying was real. But there's a lot of people out there in this, around this area, have done a lot of great things over the years, especially recording gospel music.
Right.
And singing in the church and running the sound. And it seems like, I guess, there's a cry for people saying, you know what, I've done a lot of stuff. It'd be nice to get a little pat on the back for what I've done. And
right.
I believe it's also true, too. It's better to get your flowers when you're living instead of dead anyway.
That's
know?
Right, brother. That's right.
And so we got this. So we got it going, and we established the Vernon Parish Gospel Music Academy. And it's an organization that we're in seven things that we award people in: singers, songwriters, musicians, promoter, producer, inspirational dance, and gospel rap. And so those are the areas that we look at. And so we ain't too long. I think it was last year we came by KAYT. Was it last year?
Yes, sir. Last year.
Yeah, we came by last year and we gave y'all, and y'all think y'all made the fifth radio station. Then we went down to Radio Maria over there. They got theirs. And then we just recently left KISS, KISS over there. They got one. And then there's another radio station in Dry Prong called KDVP. And so not just on a radio station, but we look at gospel recording artists.
Right.
We look at a guy. We look at a guy right now out of Colfax. His name is Belwin J. Bruins, and he's a gospel artist, too. And we're going to be inducting him into the Vernon Parish Gospel Music Academy pretty soon. And we got some other things down the line, too. We got By Faith. They'll be inducted.
Mm.
They live right there in Anacoco, Louisiana. So By Faith is a gospel group, and so we're going to get them in there. But we've had some people that from out of town. We had Dorothy McClung Lewis, who's a member of the Mississippi Bass Choir. She got in.
Okay.
We got other groups. Yeah, she got in. Then we got, I don't know if you know, do you know Bo Williams?
I do.
Bo Williams, a gospel singer. He comes to Rivers of Living Water Church, you know, once a year, something like that. But he got inducted in. So it's a lot of people, you know, they do a lot of things. And so we just want to let them say, hey, look, man, God is proud of what you're doing. Don't ever think that what you do is in vain.
That's right.
The scriptures, Proverbs 27:2, that's our scripture. It says, let another man praise you and not your own mouth. A stranger, and not your own lips. So
Ooh,
that's what we do.
That's heavy. Folks, if you're just tuning in, I got James Bonner on with me, and he's telling me his awesome vision. Brother, this vision is definitely led by God for you to... Because basically what you're doing is you're rewarding people for their hard work. There's so many people put in the effort, and then I think it plays a part that by you being a band director... You knew what it takes the same way when you're developing your musicians and they get a certain
wow.
level of accomplishment. You are rewarding
man.
People for their hard work. That is that's a gift. That's definitely your gift. God has given you the vision and the gift. And the fact that you are doing that for so many people, brother, I tell you, I'm going to give you your flowers right now. Thank you so much for doing that for others. To help them feel better about themselves on their hard work because being a musician is not easy. Producing music is not easy. Getting in front of people is not easy. Learning your craft is not easy. And the fact that you are doing these things to reward them, brother, I want to personally tell you, I salute you.
Thank you, sir. God is good. God is good.
So look,
all about him.
But before I let you go, whenever I interview people, I like to put him on the spot, but I don't. But I can tell that you are strong enough to handle what I'm going to throw at you.
Okay.
Is somebody out there, a musician, that probably wants to give up? Is somebody out there that's a singer that probably wants to give up? It might be somebody out there that just want to give up, period. Can you give somebody something inspirational to say to them right now for why not to give up, brother?
Yeah, so otherwise, it's, you know, we are made in the image of God. We come to this earth, we come here, and then he gives us a choice of what we want to do. You choose today who you want to serve. As for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord.
That's
so
right.
For those musicians out there who are going through some doubt, you got to remember something. There's two things that are talking to you. Somebody who don't care about you, telling you some lies about yourself, and there's another person that's telling you there's hope. So you don't listen to the guy that's telling you, don't give up. Give up, you know. Or maybe suicide, all this kind of crazy stuff. Don't listen to that. Keep your eyes focused on God. So, because when the devil tells you and reminds you of your past, remind him simply of his future.
That's right.
He ain't got much. He ain't got much time left. So he has to try to torment. Like I said, he got three things in common. He's on this earth before. To kill, to steal, and destroy. That's not God's purpose.
That's
he wants
right.
to give you hope. He wants to give you life and life more abundantly. So, again, if you're going through doubts, you know, I would say also go to church.
Mm.
Go to church. And like I said, remember, it's some water, some plant, but God gets the increase.
Mm. Yeah, brother, that was so powerful. James, it was my pleasure and my honor to have you on the station. I tell you, Mr. James, can I bring you back on?
Sure.
Okay.
Give me a call or let me know.
Okay. Well, I'm definitely going to bring you back on with us. It's been a pleasure, brother. And I want to give you your flowers. Well, I thank you for all you've done. And I hope that you continue to keep doing this thing, and I wish you nothing but the best, brother.
All right. Well, I thank you for the what's a good flower, man? The sunflowers?
I'll take them.
I'll take them. Hey. As long as they're good.
That's right, good. Brother.
Yeah, God is good.
That's right. Thank you again, my brother.
All right, man. Thanks. God bless.
Mm-hmm. You're listening to KYT KQJO. That was James Bonham with this academy, and you're going to hear this interview a couple of times, and we're going to be bringing him back on, folks. Always a pleasure. Thank you for listening.
Nah, stuff in the time, yo.
I'm on a journey now. I'm you could overcome. I still believe it, but it ain't easy. Cause that world I painted, where things just don't work out, it started changing, and I started having doubts, and it got me so down. Something good.
Make them believe.
Today, yep, today. It's hard to tell who's a real believer. But if you're real, stand up and let me see ya. Raise your voice one time for the Savior. Don't wait too late. Cause right now the world is really in need of somebody that ain't afraid to speak up. To live the way that they think others wanna be, yeah. It really doesn't matter where you've been. If you with it,
say so.
If you with it,
say so.
If you with it,
say so.
Now it's time to say so.
All the believers, come out. Don't be afraid to say it loud.
If you with it,
say so.
If you with it,
say so.
If you with it,
say so.
Now it's time to say so.
All the believers, come out. Don't be afraid to say it loud.
You say, you say that you're truly a believer. But ain't nobody ever gonna believe ya. If Sunday is the only day they see ya. Don't wait too late. Right now the world is really in need of somebody that ain't afraid to speak up. To live a way that makes others wanna be ya. It don't matter where you've been. Raise your voice up, yeah. And join in. Oh, if you're with it.
Say so. All the believers, come out. Don't be afraid to say.
give it up for the Lord right now. Oh, oh,
oh. Make them believe.
Attorney spokesperson.
When the going gets tough, the tough get going. When choosing a lawyer, it's important that it will be one that has compassion, empathy, experience, and is willing to fight for you. Attorney Jonathan Goins is that attorney. Attorney Goins grew up with humble beginnings and has always excelled in every part of his life. He is driven to succeed and works hard for his clients because it can become overwhelming getting slammed in a car wreck or an 18-wheeler smashing into you. So when the going gets tough, the tough get going. For more information, the number is 318-787-5607. That's 318-787-5607. For Attorney Jonathan Goins, a proud sponsor of this station.
Boyce Community Funeral Home, owned by Reverend Herbert Green, is dedicated to providing high-quality funeral services. Our professional and friendly staff believes in offering unpressured decision-making, allowing arrangements to be made in the privacy of your own home. We also offer our clients a complete church facility with repast accommodations located in Pineville, Louisiana. Boyce Community Funeral Home offers pre-arranged funeral services and accepts all life and burial insurance policies and can pre-arrange your funeral service using your present insurance policy. We also supply in and out-of-state shipping. Boyce Community Funeral Home gives you and your family peace of mind today for tomorrow, offering compassion, comfort, and trust. We are located at 704 Longford Street in Boyce, Louisiana. Our phone number is 318-793-5125 or 318-613-8659. The website is www.boycecommunityfuneralhome.com. We are here when you need us. Boyce Community Funeral Home is a proud sponsor of KAYT.
Take me to the King. I don't have much to bring. My heart's torn in pieces. It's my offering. Take me to the King.
Truth is, I'm tired. Options are few. I'm trying to pray, but where are you? I'm all churched out, hurt and abused. I can't fake what's left to do.
Come on.
Truth is, I'm weak. No strength to fight, no tears to cry. Even if I tried, but still my soul refuses to die. Mm-hmm. One touch will change my life. Take me to the King. I don't have much to bring. My heart's torn in pieces. It's my offering. Lay me at the throne. Leave me there alone to gain.
stop playing these games. We need a word for the people's pain. So Lord, speak right now. Let it pour like rain. Oh yeah, we're desperate. We're chasing. My heart's torn to pieces. It's my all.